Sakta Mishnah Vayit, Masech the Shabbos, Perig Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Let's talk again about weaving. I want you to take a close look at your jacket, at your shirt, even at your pants. If you look really closely, what makes material material? Unless it's leather or plastic. If you look very closely, you're going to see there are strings going in different directions. They're tightly woven. Strings going one way, strings going the other way, in, out, in, out, in, out. That's called weaving. That's a oireg, and it's one of the malachis on Shabbos. Now, how much weaving do you have to do on Shabbos in order to be chayiv? Rabbi Eliezer says, ha'oireg, if you weave shloisha chutn, three threads, but chila, when you're starting a brand new piece of fabric, that's when you're chayiv. If you have an existing piece of fabric and you want to add a line, the echad, then only one al ha'orig on an existing woven baguette, you would be chayiv as well. So, what are the two cases where you would be chayiv according to Rabbi Eliezer? Three if you're just starting out, and one if you're adding. The chachamim say, bein b'tchila bein b'saif, whether you're starting a brand new baguette that hasn't been woven at all yet, bein b'saif, or whether you're just finishing something off, Shirei, the shear is shnei chutn, two threads. I want you to try to understand this. It's very difficult to do without a picture, but we'll do our best. Try to imagine you have a bunch of threads going vertically, from top to bottom, okay, like the bars of a jail or a gate. There's nothing going from side to side. It's all going from the top to the bottom. And I start weaving now. How do I start weaving? I take another thread. And I'm going to go, let's say, from left to right. I'm going to start with the thread that's all the way to the left that goes, let's say, from the ceiling to the floor. It doesn't really go from the ceiling to the floor, just trying to give you a muscle to picture it. And I start walking from left to right, and I go in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, till I get all the way to the right. Then I turn around, I start going back, right on top of it. In, out, in, out, in, out. Then when I get back to the left where I started, I turn around again. And I start walking back, in, out, in, out, in, out. So now what do I have? I have three rows of where it's not just threads going from top to the bottom. It's three rows of where it looks like a basket, or looks like what your clothes looks like, in, out, in, out. That's called weaving. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you're starting a brand new fabric, that's how much it takes to be chayiv. But let's say I already have a baguette. When I look at this, I see up, down, and right, left, it's all interwoven. But I want to add one more shura, one more going from left to right on top of what was already done. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if there's already an existing baguette, or not baguette, if there's an existing piece of material, baguette means the materials were sewn together into a clothes. That didn't happen yet. We just have material. But if you add one more line on an existing piece of material, you would be chayiv. And the chachamim say, no, that's not what the shear is. Whether it's a brand new piece of fabric that you're just starting out, and there aren't any lines going from left to right. Whether you're just adding something to the end, the shear to be chayiv is two threads.